And a very good morning to you. Troy Coverdale in for Brandon Peoples on this Friday edition of In Focus. Brandon getting the opportunity to celebrate his wife's graduation today. As a part of the graduate school, she gains her master's in education and will be walking across the stage at Bill Snyder Family Stadium here within the next couple of hours. And so Brandon and his family celebrating today, and I'm glad to be able to sit in. Our first half hour today, we talk about some health care issues as we welcome in a crowd from Ascension in Manhattan as well as in Wamego. First of all, Bob Koppel joining us, the president of Ascension Vian Christi. And we're joined by Rita Zeller, who works with Heritage in Wamego, Emily Schrader, who is with both locations, Manhattan and Wamego, and Emily Walker, also located in both locations, Manhattan and Wamego. And we thank you all for joining us. Bob, you brought up a point as we chatted off air that that screenings are such a big issue and one that we've seen kind of fade in terms of people's awareness during the course of the coronavirus pandemic.
So there's actually been a lot of research, troubling research over the last couple of weeks about higher instances of cancer and other healthcare issues actually across our country. A lot of this attributed to the fact that people did not get their screening exams last year. And that's either because there were not access points for them, or just, I think, some fear and people being really reluctant to maybe engage in getting their healthcare. And so we really wanted to talk this morning about the importance of, you know, getting lung screenings, colonoscopies, mammographies, certain lab tests actually that for certain patients are really key. So we've got some of our leaders here today. And also I think another aspect of all of this, Rita oversees our senior behavioral health outpatient program. And that is also just a huge impactor for our older citizens in our service area. So we just kind of want to try to talk about a lot of those things today and really reinforce good practices, things that people need to be thinking about, and to not be scared about getting healthcare. Just don't be scared about that. Be scared about what happens if you don't, maybe. But
and that, I think, is the key point that folks took to heart, the thought process of not overloading the system during the course of the pandemic, but they took it to heart a little too well. And that's what we're finding with these numbers and the concerns now that health professionals have.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And obviously, you know, we had some constraints on access points. So we still continue to do screens. We still continue to do pre-procedure screens. We actually had three patients yesterday who were positive when they got their pre-procedure test. Mm-hmm. We actually had somebody being prepped for surgery who went home instead because they were positive COVID. So obviously that we still have COVID in our community is still a concern, but we need to kind of balance that. And that's what we want to talk about today with some of our leaders.
Let's talk with Emily Schrader first in radiology. And you happen to work between both Manhattan and Wamego. What are the things that you're seeing in terms of people coming in now to get those tests done?
Yes, thank you. And thanks for having me today. Some of the stuff that we're finding with mammograms specifically, I think a lot of women thought, well, I think everyone's scared to come in during the pandemic time, but it is, they figured out they're everyone's trying to get in now for their mammograms, and it's kind of scary. Some of that we are finding more positive findings in the mammograms, which could have been caught a year ago had they had their screening mammogram, you know, on a routine basis. But that's not for everybody. But we are finding some more positive findings that probably could have been prevented. So just a reminder, that's always good to get those screening mammograms. The recommendation is anybody beginning at age 40. But if you have had a sister, a mother, an aunt, or a grandmother that has been diagnosed with breast cancer, you need to talk with your doctor because you may need to start your screening mammograms early, even as early as 30 to 36 years old, somewhere in there. But again, that's something you and your doctor need to discuss. Now, the offerings of mammograms we do at Building G in Manhattan and also here at Wamego Health Center. We do the screening mammograms that are done yearly. If there are some findings on those screening mammograms, there are both facilities both offer the diagnostic capability, which means it's just some additional imaging, which could include ultrasound at that appointment time as well as discussion with the radiologist on the results of those images at that time. So another thing that is offered in Manhattan is also breast MRI, and that's usually for specific women who have a different type of breast density that would be more easily, problems could be more easily detected on MRI. So that's a wonderful tool to have as well.
Are you seeing any backups right now in terms of getting appointments to be seen for mammograms?
There is a little bit, because we have just the last couple of months, you know, people are trying to get in, getting inundated. There is a little bit of a backlog, but it's really not bad at all. Just a week or two. Yet again, some women want to get in right away. Some want to wait a few weeks, a few months. We want to make it convenient for everybody.
Emily Walker from the laboratory side of things also joining us this morning as we talk again with folks from Ascension Via Christi. And please, I apologize if I butcher the name of the hospital. I'm so used to a couple of other names. And so please bear with me. But Emily, similarly, you're starting to see some of the results coming back as well that hold to that trend of if folks that didn't get tested are finding out some news now that they didn't want to necessarily, unfortunately, hear.
Yeah, so the thing about having routine lab work is it really detects a lot of sneaky underlying diseases that can be caught if you're screened yearly. Organ function, glucose, things like that, that can go quickly bad if you don't screen yearly. So hospital-wise, we probably did see a lot of people that weren't maintaining their medications or catching diseases early because they weren't going yearly to get checked up on. So going and getting your physical yearly with your provider is very important because we can easily catch those things and maintain them right off the bat. Like a lot of things like diabetes, you can catch it early, but it's maintainable if you go in routinely to get it checked up on. And we provide all of those at the hospital. You can come in as an outpatient. We're happy to see you, happy to draw your blood and get it going here.
You brought up a great point, and that is maintaining medications, something that maybe a lot of people didn't even consider being an issue through the course of the pandemic. It's second nature to get those filled, and when you start avoiding seeing the doctor because of another reason, it makes a major change in your life.
Right. And another thing with medications are we're not only watching how they're maintaining your function, we have to make sure that the medications aren't hurting some of your function. So it's really important to see the doctor, and you're never bothering anybody. We'll always put you first.
Boy, it really is striking to understand the effects on our healthcare system that this pandemic has had, not necessarily coronavirus specific. Bob, and we're going to be fighting these probably for quite a while.
You know, I think we're continuing to see these kind of ripples. And it is, you know, on the one hand, I think we've seen just a change in process. So like Emily said, are people taking their medications that are being getting access to them locally? I think in all of our communities, the local pharmacists did a great job of doing basically takeout, if you will. Mm-hmm. A lot of our physician practices across the entire region offered virtual visits, you know, trying to do low contact, but still making sure that people were getting services. But I think there's also that you always have to maintain that balance. Seeing your primary care provider at least once a year is actually a big deal. And, you know, I'll speak on behalf of all the male listeners. I mean, it's probably not the first thing we think about every year, but you got to kind of nudge everybody sometimes to get that done. But you know, to Emily's point, that's where they're just going to draw the basic lab work and see, does everything look okay? And it's just things like that that really are key to kind of tipping off if there's a problem or there's not. It's no different than with the mammography. You know, through all of this, we've actually upgraded all of our mammography equipment now in the last two and a half years between both Wamego and Manhattan, that everything is now 3D. Well, that's actually one of the reasons we're also picking stuff up. That's a technological advance. That's an advantage. And it's just, again, what can we leverage, things like that? And really, again, encourage people to be thinking about taking care of themselves, healthy practices, exercising, watching what we're eating. Are we hydrating? All of those things matter.
Again, we're talking with folks from Ascension Via Christi as we talk about effects from the pandemic on your health in other areas. We continue our conversation on In Focus in just a moment. So we step aside for this break on News Radio KMAN.